Hi, people. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I'm going to try to explain something to you people. And it has to do with Adam Smith, Darwin, and Marx. I was talking to my buddy. So listen, it's plain and simple. Back in the 1800s, right, there was, Marx, and he was educated in universities. He was part of the German university system. And Darwin was British, and he was part of the university. So they did that the same time, I believe, or close to each other. So this guy Marx, who was in university, there was this new bombshell in universities in Europe, right? That, well, guess what? Darwin proved beyond a reasonable doubt that we are animals. That's it. Blood shows 98% with the apes. And it was a big thing in Europe in the 1800s. You got to remember. They said, that's it. We have proof now. There is no God, you know? There is no God. We have proof. No one can ever tell us nothing. And, you know, Marx, he started writing about the worker. Unfortunately, the problem with Marx is giving his personal opinion on something he had no authority to do. It's like private religion. Like, I honestly believe that miracles are private. Our heart, what we believe, our mind is private. No one but God, I believe, can talk telepathically and know our hearts and minds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, our belief is private. And this guy, Marx, had a belief. And I believe it has to do, connected with Darwin's theory, and that, you know, we're not humans. We proved it. Blood proves that we're animals. Unfortunately, they believe that. It seemed convincing at the time, but the religious people said, I don't care. I know there's a God. I believe in Adam and Eve. I don't care what you say. You can say what you want. I believe God's word. But you know what, people? One good thing, science continues, people. You know? It continues. To this day, it continues. Right? And, you know, the scientists, you know, study the human body, studies our blood, studies the universe, studies the earth, studies the ocean. And some scientists, instead of just blood, went deeper in the human body and found DNA, right? And the same DNA that we all humans have is probably about every animal's having. So they did tests on it, did tests, and they found out that it's like 99.9, I say it's beyond reasonable doubt, proof. You can get the death penalty if DNA proves it. Like, there's no, it might be a theory, like, not a theory, but, like, one in a billion, trillion, they'll say that, but there's no proof of that. This is say 99.9, I don't know why, but we believe it in science, we believe it's true. And if Darwin and Marx today were alive, you know what I'm saying? They would have, I believe, if they were honest about science and about the worker and about God, they would have said, people, if they could come back to Earth or kept alive, you know, they said, people, listen, Darwin would say, you know, I honestly believe it. I thought I'd prove beyond reasonable doubt we're animals. But you know what? This science here is unbelievably true, and guess what? I was mistaken. I was wrong, you know? And, you know, And Marx would say probably, wow, I was under the impression, you know, I believe the university, I believe science, I believe it, I honestly believe it. We're animals, so if we're animals, how can we, you know, be in the image and likeness and believe the Bible, religion, you know? So, folks, DNA is real. Check it up. Search it yourself. And Marx, and then Adam Smith is like, he's a continuation of monarchy and, you know, the elite and, you know, the wits and, you know, we have to control the people anyway. We're elite and we have the money. The, you know, the soldiers listen to us and we're, you know, the elite must rule. That's it, you know. But then the Americans came along and gave us the freedom of the people. So people, our freedoms are very valuable, you know, and especially the freedom of religion, you know, or whatever, to believe, to speak, to be free. People died, millions of people. And I'll tell you something about Darwin and Marx. If they were alive today, they would not, they would agree that they were mistaken, and it seemed to be real, but they were mistaken. They would admit it because I believe that ethically, scientifically, they were ethical, scientific people, and they would have a different view today. So don't follow the Smith, you know, especially Marx giving his personal opinion, like he has no authority. He's just one person in his beliefs. You know, people say, I believe Marx. Well, believing in God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth and all things visible and invisible. A God that is never ending in size, always beginningless. All things are possible. You know, through Jesus Christ, we believe is the Son of God, the Holy Trinity. That little Marx or little me or little Darwin or little anyone, you know, we all can feel God is private. God is private. Like, what do I mean? That he's in our hearts. And so that's what I want my message today to say, that just because it might seem true at the time, you know, we're alive and we know it, and good will always defeat evil. We all believe it every day, people. Peace.